Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I feel real good about the position. You know, Vinny coming back, that's experience. He's been there, won the Super Bowl with us, so he knows what it takes and what Doug's message is every year. It's just you feel good about the up-and-coming, like Josh Sweat. I mean, I know he's been working his butt off every day. Derek Barnett, who's trying to have his breakout year now that he's coming in to the season feeling good. Man, I'm not worried about the position at all. It's just we got to make sure that we bring that work. We come ready to play every day because we're kind of behind the eight ball right now with all the COVID stuff that's been happening. So right now we just leaning on each other to make sure that we stay on each other, to get in shape, the best shape we can be for the first game.
All right, so that's Brandon Graham speaking about his side of the ball and specifically – his position at defensive end. And yes, Vinny Curry is here now, but he mentioned Derek Barnett, Ike, and mm-hmm. Welcome back in, everybody. Rob Ellis in for John Marks along with Ike Reese. So we've seen flashes from Derek Barnett. You know, we certainly seen him. He made a huge play in the Super Bowl recovering that fumble. We
huge.
Know that. He's had his moments, but he's also been banged up, and there's also been times where the productivity isn't necessarily there. He's now entering, he was the 14th overall pick in 2017. Okay, so, you know, you're entering your fourth year, Ike, and tell me about that learning curve and where things should be right now, because he's being counted on. I still don't love the options they have at that position. What do you think about Derek Barnett this season?
Yeah, I feel good about him like Brandon does. I've been on this whole Derek Barnett breakout season. I think there's something there. I think – obviously, being a first-round draft pick, it comes with high expectations that he has not met yet. But it doesn't mean he's a bust. And you see flashes. Derek Barnett's biggest issue, like so many other athletes in this town, especially our star players, is that he can't stay healthy. And that's what he has to be able to do, is to put together a full season where he's at his best late in the season. And, like, Derek Barnett should be trending towards, I can be your defensive end. In other words,
build around me.
You can build around me. I'm the pass rusher that you need, and you're going to be able to build around me, add pieces around me that is going to make this defense better. He's not yet turned into a – pass rushing type of a demon where teams have to game plan for him, know where he's at all times. You know, I think he's still learning the defensive end position. I don't think it's helped him that they've had multiple D-line coaches throughout his tenure here. I know Chris Wilson isn't here anymore, so he's had a couple different D-line coaches. He needs to get bigger, needs to get stronger, needs to add more to his repertoire from a pass rushing counter move standpoint, learn how to use his hands better as opposed to relying on that raw athleticism he's been able to get away with for so many years. Like Javon Kearse, once offensive tackles realized that if you get a quick deep step off the ball against him and you stop his speed rush, he can't beat you any other way. He can't power through you. He can't bull rush you. He's a one-trick pony. This is where Derek Barnett has to improve his game, become more than a one-trick pony. And not only that, when you want to get paid the big dollars, you need to be a complete end.
Yeah.
you need to be able to play the run mm-hmm. as well. Mm-hmm. And I don't think he's a great run defender.
And if you're not a great run defender, you better be close to double-digit sacks then.
Yes.
And we haven't seen either one so far.
So I think the talent is there, and I probably got my fingers crossed more than I do.
Feel confident.
Yeah, I'm not willing to bet anything on it, but I do believe the talent is in there.
I was a huge fan of him coming out of Tennessee. It hasn't gotten there yet, but this we're kind of getting into like,
yeah, now it's crunch like dude, this is either who you are.
Yeah, it's make or break.
Like, everybody can't have the late –
Brandon Graham sort of.
Right. Like, everybody can't have that. And as much as we love BG,
yep.
I don't think BG's ever had a double-digit sack season.
No, but he'll play the run
yes.
better than Derek does.
Yes.
For sure.
Yes. Oh, without a doubt. I just mean, like.
I know what you mean.
Even BG has never turned into, let's just say, what Fletcher Cox is as a player.
Agreed. Agreed. And that's why you worry about
saying?
That position. That's
like, Fletcher Cox is the guy you have to worry about.
He's an account
on the
guy.
Offensive line. Yeah.
For sure. For sure. Go back to the phones. Matt in Mayfair. Matt, what's happening? You're on 94WIP.
Rob, hey, how you guys doing today?
What's up, Matt? Good.
What's up, Matt?
So, Rob, before I get into asking you my question, I do have a off-topic question for you, if that's okay.
All right.
If that, during the course of this call, would it be proper or okay if I asked Jack Fritz a question?
Well, why don't we do it right now?
Cool.
Let's get that out of the way. Go right ahead.
Well, no. I don't have a question for him. I just want to know if that option is there for me.
You have a question, but you want the option. All right. Well, we'll leave that option open.
Oh, okay.
Well, he just means, would you be okay if he wanted to ask
Jack? I'm not offended.
Jack?
No, go
yes,
right
that,
ahead.
That's basically what he's asking.
Is there something, something
yes,
I don't know? Okay.
Yes.
Anyway. Matt, right. Fire away,
yeah,
man.
He's dragging you into something
okay.
that you
Some
have nothing to do with.
Some kind of web that I don't have anything
yes.
to do with. All right. I got you.
All right. So, getting on to my question. So I saw the lineup for tonight has been released out again, and I'm seeing the usual suspects in the usual positions in the lineup. And, Rob, I believe I asked you this a couple of days ago, and I hold you in high regard in baseball. You're the third most knowledgeable person I know about baseball.
I'm third? I thought I was second.
No, Jack Fritz passed you. I'm
oh,
sorry,
I got I got passed in one day. Over the weekend, I was second to Howard Eskin. Now I'm third. Now you can't ask Jack a question.
Anyway. Again, I'm going to kind of lean on your expertise, so everybody in that room. I mean, am I not seeing something?
Well, what's be specific? Like, what is the what's your issue?
Okay, the big three: Kinnerly, Segura, and Hoskins. I mean, when are we going to say it's time to sit these guys down?
Yeah, to me, if Reese continues down the walk parade, but giving you nothing in terms of extra base hits or home runs, I think it's time to either move him down in the order, or maybe Alec Baum makes an appearance here to put some heat on his rear end, number one. Number two, as far as Segura goes, I would have zero issue if they wanted to throw either Gosselin or Neil Walker over there a little bit more and just sit Gene Segura. I'd have zero issue with that. As far as Kingery goes, I said this earlier, I'm going to give him a little bit of time, a little rope, because he you know, the COVID issue that he had in the offseason, but you know, so far, here's what I see out of him, Matt. He's antsy at the plate. He's jumping at everything. He doesn't trust his hands and doesn't let any pitch get deep on him. And that's a bad way to go about things when you hit.
Mike, what do you think?
I think Rob's right.
I
listen,
agree.
Hey, Matt, I was already out when you. I didn't make your top three,
and
top four.
I got demoted, and I still answered your question.
Yeah. You already ran me away,
one,
Matt.
Exactly.
But, you're football, you're number one in my heart, man. So I'll lean on your opinion on football on any question.
You know I'm good with you, Matt. I appreciate it, brother.
All right. Hey, guys, thanks for taking
thanks,
me
Matt. Yep. Appreciate it. I
almost
knew,
called him Rob twice.
I knew he was trying to walk me into some kind of something.
Him and Johnny Marks, yes.
Yeah, those two battle.
Yeah, John suspended him from the show for a week, and Matt didn't come back for 2 months.
John's handing out suspensions to
college? Yeah.
Yeah, because basically he called in, and instead of talking to John, just asked a question straight to me.
Ooh,
and John
got offended?
Like
snapped.
Okay.
I would take Jack Fritz over Vinny.
I need audio of that suspension that
yeah,
he handed
snapped,
down. Do we still have that? I don't know.
Yeah, I think he was going to protest outside the building and everything.
Matt was?
Yeah, then he got his job back, and he couldn't.
Right,
protest.
Right.
Wow. He had to actually do something productive.
Yep.
Okay. All right, let's go to Chris in Pensauken. Chris, what's happening, man?
What's up, boys?
Hey, brother.
What's up, Chris?
I love Brandon, man, but I ain't buying none of that.
Yeah, that was some positive Pete there.
Yeah, Robert, me and you talked about it. when he got drafted, I disagree with the pick. I wanted to grab the kid. What's his name out of Alabama? He went like 3-4 picks later to Washington.
Allen kid, Jonathan Allen. Jonathan Allen.
Yeah, that's why I want it. But neither here nor there. I can guarantee one thing that Derek Barnett might have: a couple games missed with a soft tissue injury. Three personal calls because he was out of control and doing chip shots when the play was over.
That's for sure.
There's been some maturity stuff.
And I'm not trying to pick on the kid, man. Your parents told you when you were younger, man, don't hang out with that kid. He ain't disciplined. That kid is not disciplined. He ain't gained any weight. You're telling me you can't learn a second move in 4 years? I can't dance. I was like John Travolta at my wedding, man. I'm not buying it anymore. And then I read this article, guys, and it says, I don't know how true it is because my business is still slow. We're the 29th team out of 32 with talent under the age of 25.
Yeah, that was an ESPN poll. Yeah. Yes.
That's a direct headshot. And then you go over to the Phillies, and they're picking number one guys 4 years ago, and Amarillo Suto are there, and that kid's throwing double A from San Diego. He's about a buck 70 soaking wet out of the pool.
Yep.
It just doesn't make any sense.
Well, I mentioned this earlier, Chris. That's why you see what the Flyers are doing compared to the other teams. You know why? Because they draft it well, and they grew these guys in the organization.
Yeah, and if you want to jam up if you don't want to go over the salary cap, that's fine, man. I ain't telling anybody. I don't tell Ike how to spend his money. Mm-hmm. Rob, you don't tell me how to spend my money. But if you're not going to go over that cap, or you're not going to kick the can down the curb like Howie does, you better hit on some draft picks.
Yep.
And neither of them are doing it. I mean, Howie, I love Howie. Thank you for the Super Bowl. But my God, 2017, you could have took them all and just flushed them down the toilet.
It was a bad draft.
There's not one.
Not one player,
not
yeah.
Bad. I mean,
no,
like,
not,
awful.
So you combine that with giving up all those picks for Carson. I love Carson. But then those next picks, when you have minimal picks, you got to hit, man. You have to hit. There's no excuse. There's no none of that. And then I go over to my Sixers because I'm taking them all out. Menace to society, I want your rims, your radio, and a double burger with cheese. You go over to the Sixers, and Alan Brand got the beautiful smile. He doesn't deserve to earn that to be a GM in there. I like the guy. Maybe for the blue coach, he needs somebody over him. And Colangelo's guys are still on the front office.
And that's – they locked those guys up, Chris, before they – brought anybody in. Who would come in the right mind and want Colangelo's people in place?
It's crazy. And then you have Brett Brown saying, I want a bomber. Well, I want hair and I want to be 6'2", but I'm 5'8". I'm receiving like a champ. I'm not allowed enough of this stuff, man. Let's start holding these guys accountable. Owners, too.
Yep. Love it, Chris.
Good stuff. Always.
Chris always has juice, man. Mm-hmm. Always has passion. Always has one-liners, still.
Yes, he does.
He's well-prepared.
He does.
Sure.
And for those who believe that the Eagles are somehow prepping to move on from Carson Wentz in 2 years, with what talent? To do what? Mm-hmm. What are you going to do, just scrap everything and say we don't want to win anytime soon?
Yeah.
You just had your hand shown to you that you don't have a bunch of young talent on the team. So who's growing with Jalen Hurts?
Yeah, great question.
Yeah, like, so it's not like you have a bunch of young talent on the team.
I don't buy that premise to begin with.
No, I know. I'm just saying.
But there are people that believe
it. Yes, there are people. And the idea of it, it doesn't make sense because you actually need a quarterback who's going to be good enough to carry the weight of the lack of talent that you have in the other areas.
Not to mention.
Not start over with a project.
Well, not to mention the questions at receiver. All of a sudden, in 2 years, you got a real old offensive line.
Yes.
like,
what are we doing? Hitting the reset button and starting from scratch
at
with
center,
Jalen,
at right tackle, at right guard.
And
now.
Then quarterback, too?
Yeah, good luck. Good luck. 215-592-9494. Another timeout. Final segment of our show. We're not going anywhere, though. Like, we got people at 5 o'clock for leading off.
I'm prepared to go to 7 tonight.
I'm calling John Middleton and Rob Manfred. We're pushing the field.
Not a potted plant sitting in the corner.
Rob Ellison for John Marks along with Ike Reese. WIP Sports time is 4:42.
From Citizens Bank Park, home of the loudest announcers in baseball, tonight it's the Philadelphia Phillies playing host to their division rivals, the two-time defending East champion Atlanta Braves.
I love Scott Fransky. Gets a little dig in there.
Oh, yeah. I needed to hear LA's response to that.
Yeah, right. That is awesome. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Yes. Yeah. So we're taking you right up until leading off at 5 o'clock, and then we'll get you set for the Phillies and the Braves. Final game of the four-game series. Of course, yesterday was a mess, Ike, and we'll get into that a little bit heavier. But, you know, you got Aaron Nola on the hill. If I give you any kind of solace,
yeah.
I'll give you that.
It's good to see get Aaron back out there. Be nice to get a split in this series.
How about you get this guy a lead early? How about
that?
How about you make this 5-0 by the third inning? Okay, where it's not a sweat.
Well, I love that. I think we'd all love that, Rob. I don't think we expect that.
No, the Phillies aren't allowed to do that. They're the only team in the league not allowed to do that.
That was called wishful thinking.
Yes.
Yeah, not reality.
But no, you're right, though. How about get Aaron Nola some run support and watch his level go up a little bit?
Yeah.
I mean, it's one thing to have to pitch perfect, or you feel like you have to pitch perfect because you know you're not getting any more than two runs, maybe three.
Yep.
So you know he has to feel as if he can't make a mistake mm-hmm. when he's out there pitching. If you get him some early run support, now he pitches a little more freely, right? You can
exactly.
do a little bit more. So yeah. I'm with you on that,
no
man.
Doubt.
I'm tired of seeing Aaron Nola. It reminds you of Cole Hamels.
It does.
Yeah,
it does. 100%. All right, we'll try to get to as many calls as we can before leading off. Dan in the Northeast. What's happening, Dan?
What up, Danny?
What's up, Ike? How you doing?
Oh, I can't complain.
Good, good. I got off today with pay. I took off today, so I'm doing well.
Oh,
how you doing,
pay?
Rob?
There you go. Good, Dan. Good, buddy.
All right. I got three words to describe the Philly season so far. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Real fast, the good is the starting pitching. Between Nola and Wheeler.
Yeah.
And Jake Arrieta has been a big surprise to me. Arrieta looks like
fine.
A new man.
I agree. They've been fine.
He's pitched very well. Mm-hmm. And I think this kid, Howard's going to see. He was nervous that first game. I think he's going to be a solid number four without a problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or number three.
Well, yeah. Well, hopefully, once Arrieta moves on after this year.
Yeah.
But for sure, I agree with you. And look, the hope is that Arrieta's finally healthy. There's a lot of ifs here, but he's finally healthy, and he's going to look more like Chicago Jake than Philly Jake first 2 years.
Or hell, how about this, Rob? He's motivated for a new deal.
Oh, yeah. He's it's a walk year,
yes.
So he's gonna give everything he had.
Let me get to my bad. The bad is the offense.
Mm-hmm.
You can't hit, you can't win. And, we got so many guys not hitting. They got to pick it up. And the one I'm most worried about is I think Kingery will get it going. Hodgkins looks like he's lost to me. He just can't pull the trigger. They throw a fat one down the middle, and he looks at it.
He takes way too many hittable pitches. 100% agree.
And then the ugly is the bullpen. I mean, I've been around since I was at games when I was a kid at Connie Mack Stadium.
What?
And we had some pretty crummy teams over the year.
Hmm.
This is the worst bullpen I've ever seen
me
in
too.
My life. I don't know. Whoever put this bullpen together should be fired. Oh, my God.
We've had an objectively excellent offseason, in my opinion.
What was that?
Yeah,
that was the man responsible for putting the bullpen together.
Himself.
And what did he say?
We had an objectively awesome offseason.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Right,
we don't.
Thank you, Dan. I appreciate it. Let's get Dominic in Cherry
Hill.
Worked
that one in the end, didn't it?
I don't know. Dom in Cherry Hill, you're on 94WIP.
Yo, Rob. Yo, Ike. What's up?
What's up, Dom?
What's up, Dom?
Yo, I'm bringing the energy, baby. All right, listen. I'm going to calm everybody down. All right? I'm going to calm everybody down.
Now, which one is it? Are you bringing the energy or are you calming everybody down? Which one is it?
Yeah, I think I'm even confused
yes.
by which one I'm doing.
All right. The answer's yes.
Hear me out. With the Sixers, all right, I really think that Richardson is going to keep picking up where he left off.
Oof.
And I don't know why, but for some reason I looked at this. He's much better without Simmons. I don't know why, but I'll take it. You know, I'll take it and run with it with that. So hopefully he keeps that up.
I know why.
Does his job. You know, come on. We could do this. We could make a little run.
Here's why Josh, I believe, is better without Ben out there. Because Josh gets to handle the ball a little bit more. He gets to create his own shot. He's more of a shoot-off-the-dribble type of guy than he is a catch-and-shoot guy. So when Ben's not out there or when Ben's not playing, he gets to handle the ball a little bit more and create his own shots.
Yeah, I wish I shared your optimism with him, Dom. I don't, but okay.
Yeah, that makes sense too with the Richardson. But don't worry, Rob. A couple wins in the playoffs, and you'll start looking coming around here.
All right.
Well, the Phillies. All right, the Phillies. I think that honestly, I think the starting pitching is going to really help. It'd be great if we can give Aaron Nola some run support every now and then. You know, he hasn't gotten run support since he was pitching in college. You know, every time he comes to the Phillies, we can't give the guy more than two runs. It's a disgrace.
Yep.
But the Phillies are going to come around. I think Hoskins is going to figure it out. I know it looks bad right now, but he's hit some hard balls and had some bad luck so far in some of these games. So, you know, I think it's going to be all right, and they're going to go on a little streak here as well. All right?
I like it.
I love it.
I like it. I like the positivity.
A lot of positivity.
I like it.
Our most positive call of the day. Would you agree?
By far, yeah.
Hands down. It only took us 3 hours, but that's all right.
Coming off back-to-back losses, yeah.
God bless. Let's get T in Collegeville. T, you're on 94 to WIP.
T!
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen?
What
How
up,
you
T?
Doing?
Good.
What's up, T?
Oh, man, y'all leaving early on me on these new
It's Ike.
Start times,
Ike
man.
Put in a request. Yeah, we're wrapping.
Come on, Ike. Yeah. Hey, man. Hey, Cinderella, go find yourself a fella. How come he ain't never saw Blood In, Blood Out, man? That's one of the greats, man, on the low key, man.
Oh, yeah, you know. Oh, boy, you just came out. That line went over my head, T. That line, it went over my head until you mentioned where it was from. Yes, how about that
movie,
character?
That movie has some of the low key best one-liners. Like,
it does.
50 or 100, man.
It does, man.
So, all right, so let's talk about the Birds. I didn't get to talk to you, Rob, that much, but thank you for coming to the show. I appreciate you filling in.
Thank you.
Doing a good job. Now the Birds, man. We got players retiring, and he's pulling Vinny Curry back. Now, does he try to replace this linebacker situation with somebody on a bring back? Like, is he going to do something crazy like bring back Michael Kendricks? Like, what are we doing
You're
here?
You're not getting Kendricks. You're not going to get somebody that good.
I know. I'm joking. I'm just saying, what is he doing here? Like, he's doing some all kinds of crazy stuff. And I feel like if he could just lock down this linebacker core, We would be a lot better than me and Ike tittering off the 9-7, 10-6. You know what I'm saying, Ike?
No, I hear you. And we just had a linebacker retire, T.
That's what I'm saying. That's a Contavious Brown. I was bringing that in, too. So I'm just concerned about that. We were already concerned. Now you got guys retiring out of nowhere. It's a little questionable for me about what's going to happen.
I'm going to tell you who we need to blame, T. Jim Schwartz.
Okay, I like that. I agree with you on that.
Expand on that.
Well, here's why. If Jim Schwartz thought linebackers were important for his defense, they would get him better linebackers. Because they typically give Jim Schwartz what he needs and what he wants
That's
on
fair.
That side of the football.
That's fair.
So what I feel like we're getting is a defensive coordinator that's saying that the linebackers – isn't that significant in my defense.
I think you're right.
And that's – go ahead. I'm sorry, T.
With a follow-up for you, bang on me. You saying that, I just thought about this then. If we got a bailout on Bennett and Graham ain't here and he doesn't predicate, like, much process on the linebackers, if the DNs fail on him and we got to re-up on some new ones, does he switch it on us and go to the linebackers in the next draft? Because Jim Schwartz is like, you know what, I messed up on a DN analysis. I mean, where do we go from here?
I think it's just the philosophy of his defense. Now, if you get lucky in his defense, meaning if they draft somebody that turns out to be a damn good linebacker, of course they're going to love having him, but would they re-sign him?
That's a good question. I mean, look, they
to me, that was the reason why they let Jordan Hicks go.
Well, I was going
to
say that in health. I mean,
well, yeah.
Yeah.
No, and the health thing is there, but here's why I say it's different, Rob, because – They've re-signed injured players.
Yeah.
Right? Like, they've re-signed
injured players.
For
a lot cheaper,
players.
Though,
yes.
than Jordan got with the Cardinals.
Yes, but, I mean, Jordan was also 26 years old.
Yeah,
and think about it. The linebackers that they had, their better linebackers, came from Chip or Andy.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Right? They haven't come since Jim Schwartz has taken over.
It's usually
he went out and got Nigel Bradham.
Bringing his guys
yes.
who know the system in. And Bradham basically had one really good year.
Yep.
And that was it.
Yep.
So I've never understood it. Maybe I'm just old school, but this de-emphasis on the position, I know it's not what it used to be, but I still
– It pains me as a former linebacker. There are a few defenses – from a 4-3 standpoint, Bobby Wagner may be one of the few guys, but there are few defenses from a 4-3 standpoint where the linebacker is significant.
Yeah.
in order for a linebacker to be significant in a defense, it needs to be a 3-4 defense because he's going to rush the passer.
Yeah. More it's frequently. Not your prototype.
No, it's not the days of the Jeremiah Trotters. Those yeah. days, those guys aren't valued anymore.
Yep.
They just aren't. You got to be able to cover, and you got to be able to rush the passer.
Yeah.
Like, just being a guy who makes tackles.
I hear
it's
you.
Not, like, it's not as important to defensive coordinators.
But it almost feels like they take it to an extreme even in this day and age.
Yeah.
Because I think part of it is they feel like they could, you know, utilize a guy like they did with Malcolm up in the box and all that kind of thing. So they can do a lot of things to offset it. But still, you can't tell me that they don't go into this season sort of like, I don't know about this position. I mean, it's not quite the Phillies bullpen, but it's a little scary.
Oh, there's no – Dude, I think we have ranked the worst starting linebackers in the league.
Yeah.
Well, Nate Gary's like a safety.
Yeah, right. Well, that's what he was in college.
Yeah, he's converted he's a safety.
He hasn't, like, bulked up that much.
No, but that's what linebackers are. I would be perfect in today's game.
You would.
Hey, you're ahead of your time.
Well, I mean, they want most of the linebackers to be able to run.
You were born, like, 12 years
too
early.
Soon. Yeah. 225 is acceptable nowadays.
No question.
Meanwhile, against the Packers, you're getting run over all game.
Man, it's unbelievable. The disrespect.
Back when they used fullbacks, too, man.
Man, the out-and-out disrespect.
Out-and-out disrespect,
it is not right.
I let him get away with it,
though. I know. It's all in jest. All right, you know what it's time
for? No, he's going to pay for it soon. Don't worry. Okay. Yeah, I'm keeping it all marked down.
All right, so it is time, Mike. You ready for a little leading off?
Yes, sir.
Let's do this thing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.